Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz as we count down to Super Bowl 59.
In my head, I can do the dance. What's your favorite word?
Do you think you can do the dance?
I can't do it, but in my head, I can do
yes.
it. I've watched them do it enough. Some of the moves I got, but I can't put it all together.
Yeah.
Believe me, I've tried.
And if you can't, I mean, there's
well,
no
yeah,
shot.
You have no chance,
no,
Jack.
Dude,
yeah.
No.
Me neither.
And as everyone knows, I'm top heavy.
Do you just tip over if you try to
like
dance?
I'm like a teapot.
Yeah.
I'm
like
the
opposite of a Weeble. I don't think a teapot. Teapot
no, I was
is
thinking more
heavy.
Like a dreidel.
Yeah. It's everything you say is actually the opposite. You don't know what infamous means. You don't know. What was the one you screwed up yesterday?
No.
No, it was.
It was the exact opposite.
Yeah, totally opposite.
I already
yeah,
said
yeah.
impartial.
Impartial.
Yes.
Yes.
When you were actually being partial.
Yeah, it's my because I never listened in school. I just read sports articles.
Yeah.
I pieced together what they were saying
yeah.
and without any context or looking
it's
up what it meant.
Sort of similar to now. You know, a lot of times Jack will send me a story and I'll see the headline. I'll be like, wait a minute, did you read this? And I'd be like, no, of course I didn't read it.
I had that problem with Marks too. Like, I would just send you guys headlines without doing any research on it, hoping you would just do
oh,
it.
Man.
I do. Well, thankfully, I read it.
Yeah,
thankfully,
yeah,
I read
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Marks, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. So the Twitter question, wait, I had it up. Hold on 1 second. Oh, there we go. Does potentially beating Andy Reid in the Super Bowl still matter to you? Yes or no? Ike, what do you think the results are so
yes.
far?
Yes, I'll say yes at 77%.
61% say
oh,
yes.
Oh, not as high as I thought it would be.
Yeah, I mean, I remember.
Because looking at the board.
Yep. Well, I remember when Andy Reid Appreciation Day was what, in
18?
19? It was,
it was next year. Yeah, it was 19.
It was,
bad, yeah,
it was in 19.
Yeah.
Right?
We were here for it. It was 2020.
Yeah,
right
it was the
we
2020 Super
yes.
Bowl 2019 season, right?
Right, yes.
So, yeah, yep. we did, if you never heard it, we did this whole thing on the air, Andy Reid Appreciation Day. And, you know,
I got my T-shirt.
Yeah, it was a great shirt.
Yep,
it's a great shirt. And it sort of felt like, you know, Angela was against it. Rhea was against it. Marks was sort of against it. I can't remember. But
yeah,
but things had changed in that people had, because we had won a Super Bowl now, people had moved on from hating Andy Reid. So this is less about hating Andy, and it's more about, for me, not having him be such a giant figure in Eagles history.
It was cute when he won that one.
Yes.
But now that he's going for a three-peat.
Three in a row, I don't need that.
Exactly.
I don't need it at our expense. 215-592-9494. Bashir in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up?
Bashir.
See if you're
let me lock in. I'm so sorry. Let me lock in.
There we go. Lock in. Yeah.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, Doc?
So, in my opinion, since the era I grew up was basically like the Chip Kelly era, it's not really important to me. You know, it could be anybody. It could be Mickey Mouse. It could be SpongeBob. It could have been anybody.
Really?
So you saying you missed the Andy Reid era of coaching, really?
Whoa. You okay?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. No, I thought something bad happened there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how old are you, Bashir? I'm sorry. How old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay. Oh, well, so yeah, there's still a lot of Andy Reid though in your life. I think
not so much. I caught the tail end.
Okay.
I caught the tail end of it.
All right. So a lot for you was post Andy. So you
it was
chip.
Easy for you to get over those last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
You already move on.
They were not great.
Are we smelling fraud watch here, by the way? I mean, come on.
Well, you did have to make it through the Chip Kelly.
I'm 30.
Okay.
My first heartbreak was because of Ike in 02. Oh, like, I know the Andy teams.
Right. Yeah. Well, you were 8, though.
Yeah. I'm also a machine. I got it.
Yeah, yeah. Not everybody is as locked in as you are, Jack.
Well, I had no life.
Yeah, sorry. We all can't be as locked in.
Yeah. Yeah. Not everybody.
Allegedly locked in.
Yes. Allegedly locked in. Meanwhile, the guy's putting a brand new caller, first time caller, first on the show. This guy over here. Bashir, give us for next question today, give us somebody who's only known by one name.
I'm gonna go Obama.
Boom.
Obama's a huge one.
That's a good one.
That's a huge one. That is a huge one. Yep. I mean, and even remember the whole marketing of it or whatever. The posters just had Obama on it. Mm-hmm. The t-shirts just had Obama on it. So that's a good one.
There'll be a lot of one namers.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
45 is coming up now.
Yeah. There's gonna be a little extra oomph behind it,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah. Somebody'll have it.
Yeah.
So
by the way.
Yeah.
Does he get? Is he 47 now?
Yeah, I mean, 45 and 47.
Oh, he's like Kobe.
Yeah,
two numbers.
Well, how many numbers did LeBron have? 3.
Oh, he's got 8 numbers. Oh, yeah, he's trying to be like Kobe.
Man, he was just 26 and 23.
I'm 26?
Just saying number 6. Just 6
yeah.
and 23.
Yeah,
it's only 2 numbers.
Okay.
Easy.
All right.
But he's done it like 9 times. Is my point.
That is the issue. I agree. Yeah.
You see him last night. They're getting blown out.
Yeah,
and this guy, with 5 minutes less in the game, needs to get his 30-point thing so he can have his fraudulent record of most 30-point games. Played like 10 more seasons than Jordan.
Yeah.
Congratulations, doofus. And in his career, and I stand by this, he always mailed it in when he played in Philadelphia. I never thought in LeBron's entire career.
He'd come here and put on a show.
Yeah, and you would look, and somebody would say, if they just looked at the box score, what are you talking about? He had 27, 7, right. and 6 or whatever. And I say, I watched the game, and he came here, and he mailed it in. And that's what they did again last night. It was nice to beat him, though.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, you got to beat all the Eagles after the game.
Yes.
And before the game.
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, almost all the Eagles. So, Kellen Moore had a Zoom interview to be the New Orleans Saints head coach. Then they flew to Philadelphia and had an in-person interview or having an in-person interview.
Yep.
Adam Schefter just reported that he is the leader to become New Orleans Saints head coach.
Well, there it is.
And then Mike McCarthy bowed out of the running to be New Orleans Saints head coach.
Right, as if he really had a
choice. Yeah, just like I've also bowed out of the running
right,
to become
New
Orleans.
I'm out of the running, too. I don't want the job either.
So it looks like we are going to change offensive coordinators again after the Super Bowl.
Even more of a reason we got to win this game.
Yes. Well, because we're going to have to deal with this whole...
You're definitely going to have a down year next year, yes.
Well, so I wonder, Doug Neusmeyer...
We definitely are having a down year next year.
Doug Neusmeyer, the quarterback's coach, I wonder if he goes along with Kellen or if he ends up being the offensive coordinator.
He makes Doug the OC down there.
It's certainly possible, right?
Yeah.
That way he has one down there.
Yeah.
And the name that keeps popping up, there will be a lot of names out there, and we'll have time for this, but Josh McCown who's quarterback's coach in
Josh
Minnesota
McCown.
Now. And I think you have to give him at least, Kevin O'Connell gets a lot of credit for what he did with Sam Darnold, and rightly so. But I also think the quarterback's coach there has to get credit for what happened with...
But can he call plays?
Well, that's the question. I don't know that answer, but he has been up for jobs like this before. He's been up for head coach jobs. And the other thing I'd say about McCown is that he seems to me to have something that Kellen Moore doesn't, and that when Josh McCown was here, he seemed to have some locker room juice. Josh McCown did. I felt like the players believed in McCown a little bit. Everywhere he's been, I think he's been talked of.
Well, he knows how to play the backup quarterback role.
Yep.
He's perfected that.
Yep.
He's the Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting. And we are probably going to have another offensive coordinator here, it seems like.
I wonder if they hire from within.
Yep.
Josh McCown. You just mentioned him.
Yep.
Frank Reich.
Yep. Is out there.
And out there. You know how close he and Nick is.
Yep.
So,
Doug
Peterson.
I don't see Doug Peterson.
Yeah, I don't see Doug.
I don't see Doug coming back here as an OC after being the man's statue is in the damn head plaza over there before you go in the game.
Yeah, we saw how that worked out.
Not coming back here to be the OC.
Okay,
we saw how that worked out with Nick and Carson. By the way, having the statue out front.
Yeah. What about another name?
Okay,
he was great this year, part of a national champion.
Ooh,
Chip Kelly.
Jeffrey Lurie's not hiring
Chip
Kelly. Yeah. Howie Roseman's not
talking about somebody being shocked.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked. He wouldn't even get an interview.
Could you imagine?
Come back here as the OC.
Could you imagine coming into work that day and we see it come across the wire?
No, imagine Nick going to them saying, what do you guys think about Chip Kelly as my OC?
They might fire Nick. Howie might fire Nick on the spot.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
He would lead Nick back to that little office he had in the back of the NovaCare facility where he was in charge of equipment.
Imagine Nick going in like, hey.
Got an idea.
Chip Kelly's available.
Yeah. Now, the one thing that I think is interesting, actually, a bit aside, is Bobby Slowick, who was fired from the Texans job.
Yeah.
And listen, he was in head coaching circles last year. That team fell apart. That offensive line was a disaster.
Yeah.
You know, they killed CJ Stroud.
Now, I know it's probably recency bias, but also you have to give him, when C.J. Stroud takes a step back the way that he did, and a lot of quarterbacks take a step back in their second season, but for him to take a step back the way that he did, I don't know enough about Slowick, but this is going to be a big topic.
But here's what's interesting to me there, and it doesn't mean Slowick can't call or design plays.
Right.
The fact that they had the amount of injuries that they had in Houston, and they still decided to fire him.
Right. Right.
So it wasn't as if they were saying, it's not his fault. We still like what he's doing, the quarterback development, the play designs. They needed a scapegoat, even though they made the playoffs.
Right.
They still decided to get rid of the OC.
Made the playoffs, and they won a playoff game.
Did they win that first? You're right. I think they did win that first game.
Because they lost to Kansas City in the second round.
Yes, they won the first game. Yeah. I can't remember who they beat.
Yeah.
So they beat Justin Herbert.
Oh, the Chargers. That's right. Yes, the Chargers.
Don't you worry. Yeah.
No, the Chargers. Listen. There's nobody who, no one gives more lifeless playoff performances than the Chargers.
Yeah, there's
except
something.
Except when Rivers tore his ACL and made the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, there's something.
Yeah, that game before was awesome. You're right.
There's something about that franchise, it seems like.
And no memorable games. No. And you're right, Jack, except the ACL game.
Yeah. And even with Jim Harbaugh there, they got into the playoffs and they laid an egg. Yeah. We'll get back to your calls right after I talk to you about Colonial Hyundai. The great news about Colonial Hyundai, and I've always loved Colonial, and they've always done their best to be faster, easier, and better when you want to buy a brand new Hyundai. But they have a brand new dealership. It's finally finished. The cars are John Ashdale and the staff have been working like day and night to put together this state-of-the-art dealership to make buying, leasing, servicing your vehicle even faster, even easier, even better. Right now, it's easy. Effortless to buy, trade, or upgrade a Colonial. If you're worried about what your trade-in is worth, don't worry at Colonial, because Colonial is going to give you more for your trade than anybody else, guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. If you're worried about, you know, that they're going to have the car that you want, they do. Over 200 brand new Hyundais in stock. They have Santa Fe's and Palisades and Kona's and Tucson's. Right now, for a limited time, you can drive home in a brand new Hyundai Elantra SEL Sport for just $119 a month. And when you buy a brand new Hyundai there, you get America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. You get Hyundai assurance and a 3-year complimentary maintenance package. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com so you can see what they have on the lot. The faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai, Colonial Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Johnny in Springfield, you're on WIP. What's up, Johnny?
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Johnny?
Hey, right. Guys. So a couple things, man. All right. So the whole Andy thing, I'm over that. I'm over beating Andy. I actually don't mind Andy. He brought our city and our team a lot of success. I know we came up short. I don't blame him for coming up short in 04. McNabb threw like 3 picks, probably 4, but it got overturned. So I know he could have done more, but still, I don't hate the guy. I was happy when he won, but yeah, I'm not trying to beat him. I'm more just trying to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, I hear that. That there is something to him making NFL history at our expense, though. To me, him winning a third. I actually
do understand that one.
That part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's a good point.
To be clear, I'm not trying to, you feel how you feel. It's cool. But I think Jack and I are not coming from a place of hating Andy. I think that's gone for almost everybody.
Right.
I think for me, almost.
Yes.
I said almost.
Angelo Castaldi.
Yeah, I think for me, it's more about, I don't want his shadow to be quite as big over the Eagles organization as it is to me, you know, yeah.
And that's nothing about his size.
No.
Yeah. Hey, man, he's slimming up.
Every year, in the summer, he's always slim guy.
Yeah,
you know. And then by this point, he looks like the walrus.
Yes, every year that weight goes up and down, like 60 pounds. Yep.
Damn.
Well, it's true.
Two things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what the main reason for my call is I have to come clean and I have to make a I was wrong statement. So over the past 4 years, I haven't heard the end of this specifically from my nephew, who's stationed in the Air Force overseas in Germany. But his name's Luke, and Luke, if you're listening, I was wrong about Jalen Hurts draft day. And
well, what were you wrong about?
Totally.
What were you wrong about?
I at the time, Spike, I didn't like the. Listen, man, I still felt like Carson had the goods.
That's understandable, though.
Yeah,
that's
welcome
understandable,
to the right show,
man.
Pal. You're still right. He's still cooking.
Yeah, Johnny, I don't know what you know about this show, but two out of the three of us are still Carson Wentz believers. The huge Carson Wentz guy.
Yeah, so at the time, I just thought, look, man, we got our franchise guy. This is just going to bring more problems and controversy. And I just didn't like that. But I was wrong. I was wrong. And Jalen has my 100% respect, obviously, from 2 years ago. He has it now. And I was wrong about that. So, Luke, if you're listening. And then, guys, just wanted to end on, I like our chances, man. I think we have the better overall team. I feel like we're a more complete team. I'll be honest, not at quarterback. I don't think we have the best quarterback on the field.
Well, yeah,
and
we
I
don't.
I think that's why the Chiefs
hate the breaking news sound.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no. Listen, but there's Philly fans that just they won't come to grips with that, and that's fine. But look, we got the better O-line. We definitely got the better running back, better receivers, better defense, in my opinion. And I think that's going to be the difference this time. And look, we just got to keep the gas down. We can't be playing that soft D. If we go up 10 points at halftime, we got to keep it. You can't back down off this guy.
Well, yeah,
and
this,
you know, they get the calls, so we got to play hard, steady. But I think we got the better team, man. I think we could do it.
Yeah. So for next question today, it's Oprah's birthday. Why don't you give us somebody who's known only by one name?
Oh, I got the slam dunk. I got the winner. It's okay. Jesus.
Jesus.
You said Jesus.
That is a big one.
That's a good one.
That's a big answer. Jesus. Jesus is a big answer. It's a big answer.
Yeah. How do you go against that one?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to go against it. It's like the Andy thing.
No, I meant us.
Oh, yeah. Pick against Jesus?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm the one of the three that could.
Well, hold on.
Well, yeah, you are. You're right. Yes. You cleared that up yesterday.
Yeah.
But at the same point, we got to make sure we stay on good terms heading into the big game.
The Super Bowl.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yes. Don't tempt faith.
Like, yes. That's what I'm saying.
And I agree with the last caller as far as putting our foot on the gas. We have the Eagles do have a tendency, and the Super Bowls have been close lately. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is a great team. You can only do what you can do. But the Eagles do have a tendency to have games be one score games in the fourth quarter that maybe didn't need to be. Mm-hmm. And if we are a one score game in the fourth quarter, I would be absolutely terrified.
Yeah, this is not the dude you want to be up against.
No.
One score left.
No. Yeah. He needs to go down the field and get three or seven. Patrick Mahomes, I don't have any doubt.
Where's the confidence? But if it happens, where would you have more confidence? In the defense going up against Mahomes or Jalen having to score against that Chiefs defense?
I would take Jalen 10 out of 10.
So you would take being down?
Yes.
I disagree.
Oh, I would rather have Jalen try to drive.
Dude, I got so much faith in these boys on defense.
Maybe. The Rams game scarred me a little bit.
It was snowing.
Okay. It was snowing for everyone. It was snowing for...
Well, we bounced back last week.
They did.
Bounced back last week.
But, you know, Jaden Daniels, God bless him, he's not Patrick Mahomes. And I do...
Oh, yeah.
This is a great defense, but if we need to get a score or get a stop, I'm taking get a score. Jack, where are you?
Get a score.
Wow.
You guys would rather be down?
We're Jalen guys.
I would rather be down, yeah. I mean, listen.
You're nuts.
I would.
I'd rather have the lead.
Now Buffalo had that exact situation.
Yeah.
And I thought Buffalo was going to march down the field and score.
Well.
Saw what happened.
Yes.
I saw some stat that in that situation, right, Brady is, like the exact situation you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Brady is 46% in converting and scoring points and like scoring a touchdown in the postseason.
Yeah.
Mahomes is 7-for-7. Like he's never not scored.
7-for-7?
He's 7-for-7 in that exact situation in the playoffs.
It sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm gonna find the exact stat.
Well,
but
because when the Bengals beat them, was it because how did the Bengals beat them? Did the Chiefs have the ball last, or did the Bengals go down and score last?
I don't remember that game at all.
Yeah, I don't. I'll find the exact audio because there's audio of them talking about the stat.
Yeah.
But
I can't remember how that game ended. Yeah. But that was a close game.
It was a close game.
That was a close game.
Yeah.
That loser Joe Burrow, who doesn't deserve to be in the MVP consideration.
Yeah, who beat Patrick Mahomes at Arrowhead. Yeah, no big deal.
Well, it was Burrowhead at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, wow, so you would take Mahomes on the field rather than...
I think I would. Because it's not... I know it's him, but I'm not afraid of the skill position guys.
I know, but he finds a way.
I know, man, I know.
He finds a way. He's going to find a way. And Travis Kelce's has punted most of the season, just saving
just
it up for this game.
Just saving it for postseason. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right, so the stat is, since 2001, there have been 125 drives in the postseason where it was at least the fourth quarter and there was under a minute to play and the team on offense trailed by 7 points or fewer at the start. Out of 125 drives, 40% of the time, did the team on offense pull off the magic trick and do it? Tom Brady is 46% in those situations, 5 of 11. Drew Brees was 3 of 6, and Mahomes is 7 of 7.
That dude really is the greatest of all time. I mean, Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, I know. It's not yet.
Yeah.
But when you think about all that we've heard about Mahomes, right? Mm-hmm. All the years, all the Super Bowls. And then you look at his age, and it's 29. He's only 3 years older than Jalen.
I agree.
It is insane.
He's off to the fastest start, the greatest start.
Yes.
What made Tom Brady the GOAT?
Is he kept going.
He kept doing it.
Yeah. Well, the way quarterbacks play now.
Brady went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl. People don't even realize that.
Right.
In the middle of his career. Yeah. Yes.
It is crazy. Yeah. And can you imagine?
And then he came back and won three. He came back and won four.
And the other thing is.
Hold up. This man missed 10 years from not going to the Super Bowl. He lost two in there.
Right.
But they didn't win until a decade, right? They beat us in 2003, and I don't think they won again until they beat Seattle.
Well, yeah, because they lost in 2007.
And they lost in 11.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So they didn't win for almost a decade. Then he won four more.
Mm-hmm. And just imagine the conversation, because the world is different today, how we talk about all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If Mahomes went 10 years in between winning a Super Bowl, like we would start the fifth year, people would going, maybe he wasn't that great. I really do. Like he's set a standard and a way, and he has such a huge thing to live up to. And we go year to year on these things so quickly.
Well, some of that was out there with Brady. That's why with Brady, he's such a maniac that it kept him wanting to keep playing. And he felt like he wasn't going to get credit for those first 3 years of those first three Super Bowls.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Carried by defense, offense, even though that wasn't totally true. But that narrative was starting to be there as he got further and further away from winning.
And then he went and won four more.
Man, guy went and won four more Super Bowls.
One in Tampa.
In Tampa, of all places.
Right. He just went there and won the first year in Tampa. Unbelievable. All right. Coming up next, there's a debate that's been happening. Well, I don't know if a debate, but we've argued about Jalen Hurts for a while. Specifically, Jack and I have been more doubters of Jalen Hurts. And now that he's in the Super Bowl again and played great on Sunday, there's just sort of, and Ike, we're going to need your help on where we should act. Because there seems to be a split among the Eagles fans and quote-unquote Jalen people as to how Jack and I should act going up to the Super Bowl. So we'll have you sort of decide on that. Also, does it mean anything to you that to beat Andy Reid in the Super Bowl? 215-592-9494. And we will have that very interesting conversation that Ike will have to help us decide next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.